today we announced that we'll be filing suit in federal court to set aside the discriminatory provisions in the Virginia Constitution and in the Virginia laws that deny gay couples the freedom to marry in Virginia.
So why have you waited until now?
Well, I mean, obviously we needed to see what the Supreme Court was going to do in the Prop 8 cases and the DOMA cases. Obviously, if the court had chosen to make that either one of those cases a case in which they decided that freedom to marry is fully, you know, federally protected, we wouldn't need to file a suit. And if they had decided the opposite, which is that there is no constitutional protection for freedom to marry, then we wouldn't be able to file a suit. So we needed to see what the Supreme Court did. And the Supreme Court certainly moved us down the path toward full freedom to marry, but we're not at the destination yet, and so we're filing this suit so that we can get there.
Do you believe the climate of public opinion is right now or better now, and what does that have to do with a court proceeding?
Well, I mean, I think that's an interesting question, Charlie, because in many previous civil rights decisions, the public was way behind the court. That was true when the school segregation case was decided. It was true when Loving versus Virginia was decided about interracial marriage. And what we have now is a situation in which the public opinion is leading the courts and frankly, way ahead of the legislatures. A majority of Virginians and a majority of all Americans now believe that freedom to marry is something that everyone has a right to and shouldn't be denied to people based on their sexual orientation. So I frankly believe that when the court gets around finally to deciding this once and for all, that most people's reaction is going to be, yeah, okay, so what?
At present, you don't actually have anybody that you're representing. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say that, but I'm not prepared to say more than that. In other words, we will be filing. We will have plaintiffs. We don't have someone to share with you today.
But you do have an open invitation for others to join in this.
We have an open invitation for people to share their stories with us. Yes, absolutely.
And you need a real person who's willing to go public with it before you can actually file.
Well, we will have real people when we file. There's sort of, you know, confidentiality limits that I'm, you know, restrained by at this point.
Right.
So,
the people that you're discussing this with are not quite ready to go public.
Lawyers keep confidences of their clients until their clients tell them that those confidences no longer need to be kept.
But you're ready to go when they are.
We are planning to file before the end of the summer.
Claire Gastignaga, Executive Director of the Virginia ACLU. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.